The Expedited Track is a 3+3 program, 3 years of undergrad and 3 years of law school. The Maine School of Law's Director of Admissions, Caroline Wilshusen, says the model trims students' undergraduate program.
So they wouldn't be cutting off any of their legal training. What they would be doing is they would be able to transfer their first year of law school, and that would count as their fourth year of undergraduate.
The plan is to launch the program by the spring of 2017. Students at the University of Southern Maine can choose to enroll in the program their sophomore year and get academic coaching to complete the necessary coursework. In their junior year, says USM Provost Janine Uzi, students would apply to the Maine School of Law.
There's no guarantee of acceptance into law school, of course, because, you know, law school has rigorous admissions standards.
If accepted, students eliminate 1 year of tuition, which currently runs about $9,000 a year for in-state students at USM and $21,000 a year for out-of-state students. And Uzi says that's a factor affecting whether students ultimately succeed in attaining advanced degrees.
Time to degree is a thing that students, often at-risk students, cite as a barrier to completion. So with any kind of accelerated program, you're more likely to get students finishing that program.
These programs are increasing in popularity.
Barry Currier is the Director of Accreditation and Legal Education at the American Bar Association. Currier says the ABA doesn't keep track of the number of schools who offer expedited programs, but he says it's a good option to offer students.
Better for a student going to law school to get a good education at as reasonable a price as possible and to graduate with as little debt as possible.
And USM and the Maine School of Law believe they stand to gain by boosting enrollment. But that's exactly what makes Kyle McEntee, executive director of the advocacy organization Law School Transparency, somewhat leery.
I'm just skeptical that there's anything motivating this other than trying to find a way to guarantee greater enrollments, which is a different question than, is this the best way to serve students and serve Maine?
McEntee says 3+3 programs can trap students in a career path they're forced to choose early in their education. He says a better option for Maine in particular would be for undergraduate schools to offer a 5-year undergraduate program where students can take the bar afterwards.
Think of it more like a business degree, where you just happen to end up being able to take the bar exam afterwards.
Undergraduate education tends to be cheaper, says McEntee, and such a program would give graduates more flexibility in their career path, especially given the less-than-stellar job market for attorneys in recent years. But the Maine School of Law's Caroline Wilshusen says the market is improving, and there are plenty of ways to use a law degree. She says many recruits initially have a narrow vision of what a law degree can do.
Oh, they, you know, law and order. They see themselves going in and practicing and, you know, being the DA or the defense attorney.
But Wilshusen says there are opportunities outside the courtroom in things like public policy and drafting legislation. And USM's Janine Uzi sees expedited programs as an important addition to the school's offerings. She says USM will soon announce 2 other accelerated programs it will offer in partnership with the University of Maine at Farmington. For MPBN News, I'm Patty White.